for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
Standing here on the top of the Mount of Beatitudes, and the effects you can hear in the background are not things that we have produced ourselves. It's because there's a storm going on at the moment. And in a way, it adds to the atmosphere. You can hear the rain. Occasionally, you'll hear massive claps of thunder, always accompanied by great sort of sheets of lightning. So it's a dramatic moment. And I suppose that's part of the way in which we want to enter Advent, because although it's a quiet season, Advent also has its drama. It's the drama that the Church picks up at the beginning of its year when it talks about the two judgments. It talks about the judgment that Christ is coming to make at the end of time. Also, Advent itself is the beginning of time. It's celebrating the way in which God enters our time. And perhaps that's a good place to start, because it's also the way in which God constantly traces his time, his eternity, the life that he brings us within the rhythms of our normal history. And that's also what the liturgy is constantly doing for us. So as we begin this season of Advent, the question that God puts to us is the same question that the angel puts to Mary. Will you receive me? Will you let me into your life? Will you become part of my purpose and my kingdom? Each of us brings to that moment a history in which perhaps we feel that God has been absent or we've been absent from God. That doesn't matter. This is the season which we are given to turn back to God, to renew our commitment there, and to let God work in us. The other thing that I think is part of this beautiful season is waiting, because things happen in God's time, not in our time. One of the greatest graces that we can have at the beginning of this season is the grace of waiting. Waiting attentively to hear God, to see where he's moving in our lives, in our world, and to ask that he would give us that grace of being attentive to him. So waiting is not a waiting for an absence. It's not a waiting in emptiness. It's an attentiveness, knowing that he is present, but wanting to see the signs of his coming and of his work in our world.
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.